Some Catholic faithful in Bor say they believe the pontiff's visit will be a blessing to the country, and the hope his visit will convince political leaders to close the country's chapter of chaos and promote to lasting peace. Father Cletus Antindana of St. Paul's Parish says he too is hopeful the papal visit will unite South Sudanese and bring peace, and is looking forward to the trip to Juba.
I, as the parish priest in this particular parish, we are organizing our people so that we can go as many as we can. So far we've got not less than 25 people who have declared their intentions to go. We are hoping that by the time the event arrives, we would have been more than 40.
Father Antindana says the Pope's visit is a monumental event to South Sudanese who have been tormented by war for many years.
In South Sudan, the history of the country is not so good with regards to the civil wars that are going on. It's unfortunate. So the Pope, we are expecting that when he comes, he will give us courage. He will give courage to the people of South Sudan. He will encourage them to take on the mantle of hope, to bear the mantle of hope, to be able to go through all these difficulties and come out victorious. We are also expecting that when he come, he might speak with the civil authorities, speak with the government authorities, so that maybe a lasting solution could be found to these conflicts that are tearing the country apart.
Bor Catholic Abraham Chol says the country's ongoing deadly intercommunal fighting is a result of difficulties in implementing the 2018 peace agreement.
The Pope visit is greater for South Sudan, who have been in conflict for some years. Now it's a man of peace, bringing peace of Christ, a hope that South Sudan may regain its power at this time. As a big man, the Holy See, the head of the Catholic Church visit. So this is very important. It's a big occasion and opportunity for South Sudan. At least to focus on peace, particularly the suffering, the conflict of the people, which is not ending.
Chol says those who cannot come to Juba in person should use available media to be part of the event.
The preparation of heart, they have to come and listen, open their radios and wherever they are, at least for reconciliation. The hatred, the mentality of tribalism, it's not there. We are one. We are one, as God is one with the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, the Holy Trinity. So we are one, that people should prepare themselves, reconcile, love themselves.
Many faithful here say the papal visit should encourage political leaders to trust amongst themselves and commit to the implementation of the revitalized peace deal. They say Pope Francis has shown enormous love for the people of South Sudan, as exemplified by his decision in 2019 to kiss the feet of South Sudan President Salva Kiir and Vice President Riek Machar during their retreat at the Vatican. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaideng in Bor.